Now, French is the native language of about one-third of the people in Belgium, and that is one factor in an emerging political crisis. Belgium has been without a government after parliamentary elections in June failed to produce a workable coalition. The country's politics, like everything else, is divided between Dutch speakers in one region and French speakers in another, and a sizable minority of people now says it's time for this country to break up. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Belgium's black, yellow, and red flag hangs from windows around the country's capital city of Brussels, an unusual public display of patriotism prompted by the country's identity crisis. At the Flemish National Party headquarters, parliamentarian Jan Jambon says it's not language that makes half the Dutch-speaking population want to separate from their French-speaking countrymen, it's the economy.
Unemployment in the French-speaking part of the country is about 20%. We, in Flanders, we have almost non-unemployment. We have 85% of the export. We generate 67-68% of the tax income of this country. And we pay each year about 10-11 million euro to the French-speaking part.
Walloons say their countrymen have a short memory. Wallonia's once booming coal and steel industries rebuilt a devastated Flanders after World War II, but those industries had all shut down by the 1970s, while the economy of Flanders has exploded as a center for high-tech companies and international trade. Tensions between the two parts of Belgium have been building for some time, but it took satirical comedy to make people confront the issue. Last December, the Francophone public television channel RTBF broadcast a hoax on the breakup of Belgium. The live War of the Worlds-type spoof showed images of flag-waving Flemish nationalists and even reported that the king had fled the country.
En clair, la Belgique en tant que telle n'existerait plus.
Yves Tirant is head of news at RTBF.
We were trying to answer one question. What would happen the day after Belgium would split? We thought it was a clever way to put forward a very important question, the future of our country.
Phone lines were jammed with tens of thousands of calls, but only half the country saw the spoof. That's because Flanders and Wallonia don't watch the same TV and have little common cultural ground. There are no bilingual universities or cultural institutions, but many Belgians think the linguistic gulf can be overcome.
Antoine, tu souris peut-être un peu plus.
Je peux faire ma petite chaussette.
Marc-Henri de Bruyne, a French speaker, and his Dutch-speaking wife, Marie-Elise Andriensens, are raising their two small sons in both languages and cultures. They live in Brussels, which, although it lies in Flanders, is majority French-speaking. The city is bilingual and could be a model for the rest of the country. But the couple says politicians are stoking the fires of separation. They say there would be fewer problems if Belgians learned each other's languages.
Due to the separation between the different regions, the children, for example, are less and less speaking the other language. That means that the problem will become bigger and bigger.
That certainly seems to be the case in Dilbeek, a Flemish town about 10 miles from Brussels. At the town's entrance, a sign reads, "Here the Flemish people are at home." Inside a pub, postal worker Alain van den Boussa is having lunch. He says he likes being Belgian and has no problem speaking French as well as his native Dutch. But he says there are many Flemish nationalists in the town.
There's a law that we may not speak French here. And if we speak French to a client and there is a political person from Dilbeek there, we have problems.
For now, those problems only seem to be getting worse. The latest attempt to find common ground collapsed in acrimony on Wednesday. French lawmakers walked out after their Flemish counterparts voted unilaterally to change the status of French-speaking areas around the capital. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Brussels.